Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So you didn't wear a hat.
It is Hat Wednesday. It is.
It was your idea.
This is originally one of my ideas as a show. Can you shut up? One of my ideas is for for everybody to wear a hat. You can leave, McCone. Thank you. Tom did not wear a hat today after he wore that toddler hat, that Bruins toddler hat that somebody gave him. Remember how bad Tom's hat was last week?
You'll never wear a hat again. Your whole thing was like, this is hat day. Wear your hats. I wear a hat. I've been wearing a hat a lot lately.
Well, yeah.
So why did you tell Toucher and Richard? It was everybody else's idea, like just to bust beans?
Yeah, just to break balls.
Yeah, it was your idea. Yeah.
Or
it's
did you want to not have Toucher and Rich come down on you during the crossover?
I didn't want them to come down on me. I didn't want them.
Now you're hitting at it.
I didn't want them to come down on me.
Now you're getting to the heart of things.
Right. Look at all the salespeople. Everybody's just mailing it in. Last week. Let's go. Year-end sales event.
They're not selling cars.
Sports. Go sell sports.
They're not selling cars out
sports
there.
Sports are still going on.
And now Hardy left us.
That's okay.
I think he's mad at you.
He's not mad.
He seems sort of mad.
Did you shave yet?
You didn't shave.
No. I got to clean up the neck. That's allowed, right?
No.
Yes, it's allowed to clean it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna shorten it.
I want it like coming out.
It takes
your ears.
You about as long as it takes me to grow a beard. Yeah. That it looks like.
What do you mean?
You've been going all week now.
Yeah. Why, you don't think this is enough? You think I should have more after 5 days?
I'm not gonna see any results till after the holidays.
I thought you shaved.
Yeah. You thought I shaved?
I thought you shaved. Yeah.
That's like Tom at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Tom.
I last shaved on Friday. What's today? Today's Wednesday. Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to start with the Celtics today.
Yeah.
A couple of items on the Celtics, including Kyrie's comments about Steph Curry, which is what we really want to get Hardy on, but we'll do that in a couple of minutes. We'll get to that. We will absolutely get to that. I want to start with this Anthony Davis stuff because, now there's like real concrete type of reporting on this matter. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
He's pretty good.
Boston has long had interest in the five-time All-Star. Now, this has been rumored for a long time. I mean, there's been so much conversation and rumor about Anthony Davis and the Celtics getting together. So T-Bone yesterday, in putting this in our show notes, said, am I missing something? Why is this big news? Why does this matter? This has been out there already. We know this. I don't know that we've had anything as concrete as this from someone like Woj. This, to me, takes it to another level.
So
this, to me, is a newsworthy item.
It's like the drama from the Patriots last year that Tom Curran was way ahead of him, but Dard all talked about it, and then all of a sudden the Wickersham thing comes out, and then everybody's like jumps on it. Same type of thing. So you need like a big-name national guy to hurry up and really double down on it. Yeah, if Woj has it, this has got some legs. And that's why. You attach Woj's name to it, and boom, everybody's all over it.
I think that makes it a different story than what it was. That's my opinion of it. My high opinion of Woj, been on the Woj train long before everyone else knew what Woj really was.
Right.
So I think that when he puts this out there and he sort of gets behind this and says things like Boston has been hawking Anthony Davis for years, they always hope that it would be whether at the end of this season or the beginning of next season's trade deadline, before the trade deadline.
Now, when you hawk something, you sell something. So this is really like the bird just kind of circling, right? Hawking.
Yeah, looking out, circling,
praying,
waiting to strike.
Waiting to pounce upon its prey.
But it's important because then he lays out the timeline. They've had a certain time frame in mind, which is the end of this season, in the offseason, I mean, or beginning of next season before the trade deadline. Here's Woj on the podcast.
Boston has been hawking Anthony Davis for years. They always hoped that it would be, whether it's the end of this season or beginning of next before the trade deadline, that they would gather up all those assets, all those picks Danny Ainge has, young players, and they'd be the team to be able to get Anthony Davis. But now you have L.A., and if they get shut out in free agency, they're going to have to take all their young players, try to use them to get Anthony Davis.
Okay, so you get a couple of items there. Boston has been hawking. They've got sort of a timeline that they've got in their mind this offseason, beginning of next year. But, oh, don't forget about L.A. Did you see the report last week that L.A. was, you know, saving and getting all their assets ready for a run at Anthony Davis?
What do they have to give? Which instantaneously takes them out of the equation. So, okay, and so you're down to one team where he's going to go.
What do you got to offer there, L.A.? Yeah. What do you have?
Do they have Jason Tatum?
Get out of here. So what? So what that they want to? So what? That shouldn't matter at all. And it's not going to matter because the Celtics will have more to offer. Would you be willing to do it? You trade Tatum, you trade Brown, you trade it all. You go after him. You go after Anthony Davis to get another bona fide star on your team.
No.
Oh, you're nuts. Are you, crazy?
Yeah. I mean, you're giving up everything. You're giving up everything that you've worked for to get to this point. You really are.
To get
and
to
I know
what?
Danny would... Well, to be a contender. They're a contender.
Yeah?
They're a contender.
Do you want to win it or do you want to be a contender?
I'd love to win it. I would like to win it. Yeah. But it's just... Jesus, you want to give up Tatum and everybody.
I'm willing to get stupid to get Anthony Davis.
Would you give up Kyrie?
Celtics.
Is Kyrie?
No. Kyrie can't be in the deal. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense to me. It's got to be to put Kyrie with Anthony Davis on the same team.
Okay.
No. I'm not going to, you know, give away one superstar to get another. No. You need to accumulate the stars. I would do it. I would absolutely do it. And like I said, I'd get stupid. And then you run a big risk of it not working. But, I mean, that's the risk you take in any deal, any major deal. But I think it would work. I think it would be awesome.
Hmm.
Yes. This is the first time, T-Bone, that we have someone saying it's real and that the Celtics are real and that it's not just us rumor-mongering and making things up and wishing and hoping. This is the only league where the rumors become real. I've said this so many times. The silly, absurd, over-the-top superstar trade rumors can come to fruition in this league. That's how it started with Kyrie Irving. And here we are with Anthony Davis a couple of years later.
That's true.
And it could be real, and they could get Anthony Davis, and this would be a different type of team. You could take the Celtics to the next level with Anthony Davis.
So when's this all happen? When is this all supposed to happen?
This offseason?
Okay.
Yeah, you can't do it now. You got to do it in the offseason.
Yeah, there's some sort of rule, right?
There is. I don't want to go down that hole because that's too much to explain. But let's just say, remember this, it's not going to happen before this offseason, okay?
You know what? It's a different sport, but it really reminds me of Chris Sale. Like, 2 years before Chris Sale, like, oh, they should go get Chris Sale. Yeah. They should go get Chris Sale.
Yeah, yep. Jay Stu was all over that.
Yep. Yes. So that's why it's big news, because of who it's coming from, because of the timeline that's indicated, because of the fact that there are people that know the Celtics have been thinking and discussing and hawking. They have been hawking for years on Anthony Davis. That would be great. We've talked about this before, but now it feels a little bit more real. So that is news. That is worthy of taking into account, T-Bone, but I don't think T-Bone's alone. I think a lot of people just forget, like, there's so many rumors and you hear it so many times that finally it gets to a point where someone's like, no, this is real, and you've got to sort of recognize that, and I think y'all should today. That interest from the Celtics and Anthony Davis is real, according to Woj. Hart, are you ready to talk about Kyrie yet?
I really don't have anything to say about it.
Come on. You got a little something?
Well, did you understand his statement?
Somewhat.
I mean, it's just a bunch of words. What? nobody, they want us to play basketball, but then when Steph Curry says he doesn't believe in the moon, everybody pays attention to it. Yeah, if you're going to say something stupid, then people are going to pay attention to it. Like when you went off on the whole your stupid flat earth theory and people paid attention to that. If you say something really smart, people will pay attention to that too. But if you say something dumb, you're what? Now, we're not allowed to call people out and being idiots? It has nothing to do with your political beliefs or a social agenda. He wants to turn it into a social agenda or some kind of like political bias against NBA players or athletes. No. It's got nothing to do with that. It's about pointing out when you say something that's at best dumb and ignorant and at worst harmful. Because there are kids, believe it or not, who look up to you guys and pay attention to what you do and what you say. And when you say something as stupid as we never went to the moon or the earth is flat, then that causes that actually causes problems for teachers and parents who have to explain away. No, actually, that guy that, you know, we say like, oh, look what he's doing. And you're like trying to share something cool with your kid. It's like, oh, he's a good athlete. And he's a nice guy. Oh, but also, okay, now I have to explain to you that he's also a dumbass who doesn't understand some just basic things in life. So you have to go through that whole rigmarole. But no, by all means, Kyrie, try and turn it around that we're bad people for pointing out you being a bad person. By all means. And going off and saying that you're being lied to in the public schools and that your parents are lying to you and that everybody's lying to you, that's a good thing? We're supposed to just brush that aside and say that's okay because we also watch him play basketball, so we have to give him a pass on everything else he does and says. No. Who is that true for? Is that true for any one person in life? It's not true for actors. It's not true for politicians. It's not true for athletes. Not true for radio hosts. No, there's accountability for things you do and say.
I'll let you have anything to say on this.
That's a little something I was looking for right there.
I don't think he's got anything to say. Read his statement.
We're going to actually listen to it. We're going to hear from Kyrie Irving. The 2 minutes that he had to offer on the Steph Curry situation from last week.
We're bad people, though.
No, we're not.
He tried to turn it around.
We're bad people.
And they're bullcrap. That's what you do. So, that's what this show does.
We're bad people for doing that.
Oh, bullcrap.
That's what Kyrie seems to be saying.
You're right. It's going down some weird road here.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
With boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide.
We got a big day here on the show. Bart Breer's going to be here.
Yep.
And we're going to talk to Brad Stevens today.
Hardy, did you don your gay apparel? See, this is like real Christmas music here. This is real.
Yeah, this is very classic.
That crap Tom played all day yesterday. This is classic.
Who is this? Who's the artist?
This is Nat King Cole.
Yes. Nailed it.
Nice. Yes, very nice.
Good job. All right. Well, Kyrie Irving.
I like Johnny
yesterday.
Mathis, too. Johnny Mathis. You have any Johnny Mathis Christmas songs? Thank you.
We got to ask Brad Stevens about Kyrie today, right?
Oh, yeah.
We totally have to ask.
He can't. Can't say anything. I think we should ask him, but
I think he might say something.
Coach, do your kids look up to your let's practice that thing.
Practice that thing. Okay. Let's practice. First practice of the day. We welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. It's Brad Stevens on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Brad.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey coach, what's going on? I know you got those little kids and they look up to Kyrie and they have Kyrie's jersey, and he said the world, that we haven't been to the moon and the world's flat. What do your kids have to say about that?
He didn't say that. He didn't say those things.
Oh, whatever it is.
Don't know that they look up to him. Don't know that they have the jersey. Not in evidence, Your Honor.
Try it again.
Brad Stevens with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Brad.
Oh, hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, coach. Remember at the end of last season when you said you and your son got in a car and just drove until you hit water and you sat there and stared out that water. How far do you think that water goes? And is it round on the other edge, or just does it fall off a cliff, you know, about 300 yards out in the water?
Well, we were at a lake, and we could see the other side.
I actually don't remember saying that. I think you're talking about somebody else.
Oh, he was talking about going to the beach.
Maybe.
He was quite clear what he did. Yeah, maybe. Put their feet in the sand and just
looked at the water.
Who did he drive with? Who did he
His
take?
Son.
Oh, no. He took another long car ride with Gordon Hayward, didn't he?
Oh, probably.
Like a road trip somewhere.
I don't have no idea. I don't remember. We'll ask him.
That'd be a hell of a car ride.
Here is Kyrie. You have it on your computer, Hardy?
Yeah.
You're going to play from where
yeah.
you are?
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving yesterday asked about, again, if you missed this story last week, Steph Curry claimed on a podcast that we did not go to the moon. And that the moon landing was faked. He caught a lot of crap over that. He then came out and said, no, that was obviously a joke. I wasn't actually saying that. Nobody believes him. NASA invited Steph Curry to come see NASA for himself. And so Kyrie Irving, as someone who had previously claimed the Earth was flat, has now recanted that statement and now was asked, hey, you were once an Earth is flat guy, and you backed off of that. What do you think of what happened with Steph Curry? And here's what he had to say.
I hate that it has to be a subject of something like that where, you know, we've been taught in science, taught in, within our classroom, certain things, and then you get older and you start coming into things that you have questions about. And it's natural to do that as an adult, as a kid, or anything like that. And, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, even myself, you can speak ahead of yourself whether or not you believe it or not. And, you know, you end up getting caught because now you're on this false platform of a thing where, you know, you're not even a human being anymore. You're now extrapolated for all the information that you know and think.
What? What's he extrapolate from? You're not even a human being anymore. You're
now extrapolated for all the information that you know and think. And now you have to fit a mold of something that you're clearly not. You're more than just a basketball player that puts in the hoop. And then
So now it's an out-of-body of experience.
This is where
once you become a professional athlete and an adult, all your opinions change because you evolve, and everything that you learned in life and everything that you were taught by your outstanding teachers no longer applies. What is he talking about? This is a smart kid. This guy went to Duke.
I understand
everything.
Good
basketball player, but it ain't easy to get into Duke. Okay,
like you learn things in school, and then you start to question it. And you
well, I understand
you
questioning something, but what do you extrapolate all your opinions?
Question authority, of course, always.
What do you get blacklighted?
But then he goes down this road where he's talking about how, okay, now you're not even a human being anymore. What?
You're now extrapolated for all the information that you know and think, and now you have to fit a mold of something that you're clearly not. You're more than just a basketball player that puts in the hoop, and then they, you know, subject you to being just that. And it's a little unfair at times. Obviously, you know, we're not as educated as in terms of schooling, in terms of knowledge of going to school, so these universities, everyone, you know, 4-year degree in marketing or business or history or anything like that. So I think probably.
What?
I'm going to borrow a phrase from my friend Gary Tangway. He calls people like this pseudo-intellectuals. They like to use a lot of big words to make themselves sound smarter than they are.
Chatham.
And they don't even. No, Chatham's a smart guy. You don't even know what some of the words are, but you just use them because you think it makes you sound smarter.
So extrapolated. That's a good one.
Pseudo-intellectual. And he doesn't even use it correctly. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
So he's saying that NBA players, and I don't know if he's being facetious here or not. I'm going to go back and listen to it
again. It's almost like he said we're not educated.
Yeah.
Properly.
We're not. You mean every NBA player who went to high school and went to at least a year or two of college? Because they don't come. I mean, the coming out of high school and into the NBA isn't really a thing anymore, right?
Okay. Yeah.
In terms of schooling, in terms of knowledge of going to school, so these universities, everyone, you know, 4-year degree in marketing or business or history or anything like that. So I think probably that misjudgment is, you know, it's warranted. It's natural. You know, everyone feels like they have a place in this world to kind of question anything or question somebody. So, you know, look at what social media has done nowadays. You know, anybody could say anything on Twitter, but one thing, you know, someone says with a check next to their name, it's the biggest thing going, you know. So nothing's really original. It's just history repeating itself all over again. We've had people in history say
why
something.
Why is he still talking?
I don't know.
I don't even know why he's still speaking at this point.
Why does he care to?
What is he doing to himself? You know what? He comes off like an arrogant jackass, and I don't know if he is or not, but that's the way it sounds when you do this. Nothing is ever our fault. It's always your fault.
Yeah. Can't even put anything on Twitter. Just because we have a chat.
I want to question whether or not.
It's called you being popular and being a person that people look up to. Yeah, then people follow you and you're going to post something. People are going to think you believe it.
Because you don't want to allow me to question whether or not the earth is flat. You're a jerk. No. Sorry. No.
Not Nothing's really that. Original. It's just history repeating itself all over again. We've had people in history say some things that they've believed and they've stuck with their whole entire lives, you know, whether they be prominent individuals in society or not. So,
oh my God.
You know, I try to not pay attention to that mold at all. I try not pay attention to whether it's insulting or not.
No, you actually
do. I don't live my life based on biases or judgments, nor do I base it on thinking or judging someone else for what they believe in as well. So, you know, it's society, though. It's where we live in America, where people say all the time about one another, like, and it's mean, bad, kids see it, like, everyone gets a piece of it, and then it's the next story, next thing that's coming out of someone's mouth, and there's world hunger going on. They're like,
here we go.
There are much bigger problems than me saying the earth is flat, so don't focus on me saying stupid things like the earth is flat. Don't you know there's world hunger? Don't you know that there's
war? I didn't know that.
And that there's poverty? And that there are people suffering in this world? Why? How dare you ask me why I think the earth is flat when there are far bigger issues?
I never knew that. I thought everybody lived in houses. I didn't think people lived in grass huts.
You could actually say that about everything.
Yes.
You could never talk about anything if that's how we had to operate.
It's like bringing up Hitler when you're trying to describe... You know, when you're drawing an analogy, it's like, that's it. There's world hunger. Tim Thomas did it, right? They lost a game in the playoffs. Well, everything that's going on in China right now. We know none of this is important. But the very dangerous road you go down if you're Kyrie Irving or anyone else who has an interest outside of basketball, which as he's saying, I have interests and questions and thoughts and feelings, and I'm a human person with feelings, and you should respect that. Okay, wait a second. If we're not allowed to pay attention to any of that or comment on it, that also means we can't pay attention to your Uncle Drew movie.
You know what else that means?
Or
that means
your shoe line.
That means we can't buy tickets to a Celtics game and spend time at a Celtics game anymore.
How can we, Beetle?
Basketball.
You're going to blow that money on a basketball ticket when there's world hunger?
Insignificant in this world that we should devote all the money that we were spending on movies like Uncle Drew or basketball. We're going to take all that money now. We're going to send it to those who are suffering. We're
going to
send it on.
Political things going on. There's so many higher things in the totem pole of society that matter to human beings.
No kidding, Kyrie.
Steph Curry says that he doesn't believe in the moon. It's the thing all over. It's on CNN, and they say we're just jocks. We're just athletes. But it's on your channel. Yeah.
Well, you're doing so much to dispel that rumor. You're doing so much to make us think otherwise.
I want other cities and other teams to have tool bags. I don't want our local guys to be tool bags. You know what I mean? Like this guy.
Yeah, I want the Steph Curry of the world to do this.
I don't. Yeah, we want Steph Curry to open his mouth and chew his mouthpiece and act stupid and bring his kid up there. And we could sit there and we could dislike him and make fun of him. No, we got this going on in our own city. Like this guy. Just don't talk. Let's go play basketball.
I feel the exact opposite.
See, I agree with that.
The more he talks, the worse it gets. Seriously.
But this is what we do. We just don't watch the games or pay attention. We pay attention to the people and to the business side of it. We pay attention to all of it. Just like, you know, we pay attention to each other. And this is, it's not just about the basketball game. If it were just about the basketball game, everyone would watch the game. Or just check the score and be done with it. It's all part of our lives. So nobody is asking him just to go away and to stop talking, but to have some real accountability for these things and to recognize that people are paying attention to you for better or worse. And if you want people to pay attention to you, watch it play and to listen to you when you're doing your product endorsements or you're doing your movies, then you got to take the good with the bad. And in this case, the bad is Steph Curry saying, well, the moon landing never happened, which, by the way, 50th anniversary of the first orbit around the moon and the photos of the Earth rising, all that stuff. That's coming up on Christmas Eve. Steph Curry and the moon deniers would like to deny, another great human achievement. No, it didn't happen. You're being lied to. Now you got to go explain yourself a little bit. Oh, you just want me to play basketball. No, I'm actually interested in how you came to this conclusion.
Don't ask him to do that. Don't ask him to explain
Because Kyrie,
himself.
By the way, already told us how he came to this conclusion. His great insight and his research.
YouTube.
YouTube!
Yeah.
That you sat around and watched YouTube until you became convinced the earth was flat. But now we're bad people for bringing it up.
So... You know what I mean? Like we're that, but you don't want us to be that. So, and whoever you is, then I don't know what that mold you want me to fit.
I just want ours, people. I want you to let me like you.
He's one of us.
Some guys just won't let you like him.
We got to ask Coach. We got to ask Stevens about him.
We're going to have to.
Yeah, like how do you deal with this? Do you have to deal with other things other than basketball? It's just like, is this a weird time for you? Like, he is unique.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Intern's going to get Shauna. No, he's got a project before he goes back to school.
What's his project?
He's going to get Blue Moon by Shauna. And you're gonna dub Bert's voice into the chorus.
Oh, a little production project.
A little production project.
Oh boy. So it's about Bert Breer. How long ago did we do this?
Like a month?
About a month ago?
November 26th.
Okay.
Yeah, about
a month ago.
Intern came in and said, I did my project. And the guys probably forgot what they said.
I forgot what I said. We should pull the audio up from that day.
Awesome. It was November 26th at this time.
Wow. So he obviously knows what he's doing here. He remembered that we wouldn't remember.
I commanded him. I said, you get Shanana.
He said we should pull that audio so that they will have an idea what the hell happened.
So what do you mean by Shanana?
Well, Shanana's a group, but there's another song, Blue Moon. I said, put it to Blue Moon. Blue Moon.
The Shanana maybe threw him off a little bit.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well, Shanana's like, all right.
Is he going to do that?
You know what Shanana's
is. Good night, sweetheart. And Bowser, who would do the bicep flex, yeah, who had no muscle.
No muscle. And he had the greasiest hair. God, grease was a good movie.
He was wearing a muscle shirt and had no muscles.
T-shirt.
Every night on that show.
The T-shirt was rolled up, yeah. And nobody has a clue what we're talking about.
Beatles didn't know Shanana.
What? Whatever is it?
They were in Greece, but it was a TV show. They had their own TV show.
It was good.
Shanana.
Yeah. I don't remember any of this.
Okay, so we asked him to take Bert and layer it over Shanana or Blue Moon or something.
You know what I mean?
The instructions.
Do something with it, intern.
Perfectly clear.
So we have two things to listen to.
Okay.
He brought in the initial one Monday, but you guys talking Pat's Steelers, we wanted to wait a couple days to play it.
All right.
So this is the initial one he brought in. Then Tom gave him some pointers. They sat down this morning.
Look at that intern. You could see him on NBC Sports Boston. We have a rough draft
and a finished product.
So here's what he came in with. And I think the Shanana.
You know what? The intern looks like one of the kids on the Polar Express. You know what I mean? Like the punch a ticket. Like the kids with the robes.
He looks like a kid in the Polar Express. Like you do.
The kid that doesn't believe and just with an annoying kid. Yeah. Where's your ticket?
You do. You are.
Play his original thing.
You ready now?
Yeah.
Not going to talk?
Yes.
I'm talking.
I don't mind.
Would you do that on a transistor radio and a tape recorder?
Fisher Price, my first editor. What
was it? Your Barbie karaoke machine?
Did you hold your phone up to a TV or a computer speaker?
He did. That's exactly what he did.
I feel like it would have been different though if Zoe had said the Marcells, Blue Moon. The Shanana. He's searching YouTube trying to find Shanana Blue Moon and trying to find something that works.
Or just do the song Blue Moon and it just pops up. It's not that hard.
That's not good.
No. So that's the original. Who fixed it?
So he did it himself. Tom was sitting with him and working with him.
He worked with Tom.
Tom's like, I like to put the button.
And what is it?
Again, at the beginning.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah, you want the final product?
I want to see how much improvement there was.
Intern's going to get Shanana. He's got a project before he goes back to school.
What's his project?
He's going to get Blue Moon by Shanana. And you're gonna dub Bert's voice into the chorus.
Oh, a little production project.
A little production project. Dub Bert's voice.
Oh, a little production project.
Don Burt's voice.
Oh, the production project.
Oh, production project. Oh my God!
It just needs more Burt.
Yeah,
it's light on Green Bay.
You should pull that
heavy on Zoe and Beetle. Light on Burt Breer.
Oh, he'll be in. He'll give you like more. He'll give you like 20 more seconds of audio of that today. He'll be stuttering up about something. You're all tongue tied.
He already got an A. He's good. He got an A. He's just here after he's done classes. It's good.
Oh,
what do you mean he got an A?
What do you mean he's got an A?
I mean, yeah,
they're already out of school. He had to come from home. He wasn't at school.
Well, who gave him an A?
Who gave him the A?
His teacher.
The teacher gave him an A already?
He had to write a 10-page paper.
Teacher didn't come talk to us.
What?
He said it turned out like 6 pages, but it's supposed to be 10.
Good job, kid.
America.
Was that typical American school
where
now?
You can question whether or not the earth is flat and you can write a 6-page paper and pass that in for a 10-page paper and get an A? What the hell?
Was that production piece part of the final submission?
No, it was not.
No, because he and Tom worked on that.
You burned the initial
what
one.
What about
right?
the original?
That thing was smooth. Jungle O would produce something better than that. And that's saying something. What school do you go to? Connecticut School Broadcasting?
No, Curry. Curry.
Great. That's great. Well, thank you.
We're touched.
Hardy's trying to find something nice to say. I can tell.
I'm Mr. Production Guy.
This is so
insulting to Hardy.
Well, the only other
Hardy's like, I would do 18 things different with just the first 5 seconds.
Maybe we should play it later. The only other production piece we've gotten from an intern was the kid that did the panda.
That was pretty good.
I don't remember that.
Who's the drummer boy?
The band kid. That was the drummer kid. That was the same kid.
Oh, remember the drummer kid from BC.
We made him come in and drum.
Yes.
Didn't he do like a panda thing? I'll find it.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I remember it being a little odd.
He's odd. He was odd. The drummer boy.
Well, my intern, Darren, he did a lot of stuff.
Darren, the intern?
Yeah.
He wasn't a show intern, though. He's a personal intern.
Yeah, he was a Hardy intern. He didn't work for us.
Cramerica intern.
That kid was creepy. Then he gets outside.
Hardy would stash him in his office down back. Remember that?
And he would lean in all the time and like...
he put him in the
office. Touch
and
Rich would be like, get creeped out. And he would like look through the glass.
But he was... That's almost unfair. He's like Berklee College of Music. So it's like, yeah, I can do that. And, be done with it.
Yeah, he was there with a purpose. He was there to get some commercial radio experience on the resume.
I don't know. I don't know what he was doing here. The kid's a musician, but he loved sports radio. Hey, he did both.
Who doesn't?
He was capable. He was worth having around.
All right. Well, that was...
That was impressive.
That was okay.
That was something.
Just go nuts!
Play the drums!
That's we were requesting songs. That was hot for teacher.
Yeah.
Play it.
Play Freebird.
Oh, he was playing along.
He was
that was Take the Money and Run.
Yeah, he was playing Steve Miller. He was playing Steve Miller.
Oh, there's Darren.
Touch and Rich would always play Lionel Richie. Hello. When he would do hello.
I just started watching golf probably last year.
That was Bubba the intern.
That was Muffin Ass.
Self-proclaimed golf expert.
That's best ever intern was George.
12 months into watching golf.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The intern's in here.
Boston College Marching Band.
What's your real name again?
Dance the drum over here, Flounder.
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 Flounder. Flounder?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Flounder.
Play drummer boy.
You want to do one more?
Flounder, flounder, flounder.
Play drummer boy, right?
That's production right there. I'll flounder.
flounder.
You gotta end on a good note, right? That's pretty good.
That is excellent. That is excellent.
We haven't heard this
that
yet this
intern
year.
Was almost as awkward like as Bowie singing this song with the Christmas sweater on.
I love this one.
They told me,
I'm a big fan of this.
I have
huge
a big
fan of this.
The video.
The video is incredible.
King to see Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
Peace on earth. The best
finest gifts we bring. Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
This creeped me out as a kid. I'm sorry.
That peace on earth part, that's the best part of the
it's
of
the
story.
Worst part of the song.
Peace on earth. Can it be?
Can it be?
Listen to the voice. Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our finest day of glory.
Sounds like Hugh Grant singing.
He's wearing. They're both wearing suits. Oopsie, I don't know why. I want to say that I saw him do this in another
creepy
show.
This was creepy
around
as a
the
boy
same time where he's wearing like a Christmas sweater.
Maybe. Yeah,
is he wearing
yeah
a scouting
but
cap?
Do you know no that Peace on Earth part? Do you know why that came that's to be?
Scary. No, I don't.
They got together to do the
and
video and the
he
song
did it himself.
And, no,
Bowie,
no,
man.
Bowie
huh
said.
David
yeah
Bowie, man.
I'm not crazy about this song. I wish I had some more to sing. So they went to lunch, and like the director, somebody said, all right, I'll write a separate part of Little Drummer Boy for David Bowie to sing so he's happy. They come back from lunch, and they go, here, now sing this part, and Bing's going to do the background, pa-rum-pa-pa, and you sing this over the top. He wrote it in like 45 minutes. It's like, okay, I rewrote Little Drummer Boy for you, David. Now will you sing it? Yes, now I'm happy. And they did it. That's pretty good.
It's a nice story.
So the rumor is that Freddie Mercury and Bowie hated each other, right? That was sort of the deal.
I'd say they wouldn't get along, yeah.
But they didn't get along?
Bowie got along with Mick Jagger all right, from what
I
hear.
Oh, I mean, dancing in the streets. They were doing a little more dancing in those shadows. Woo. Yeah, I think Freddie and David Bowie hated each other, and then they didn't work well together. And there's like this rumor that there are other things that they worked on that are like in the vault and no one's ever going to hear them.
Freddie Mercury and David Bowie.
Yeah. I mean, they did Under Pressure together and like that was it. They were they got it done and they were never going to do anything
else.
That
was amazing.
Yeah. Yes. That's the rumor.
Ice.
But they were never going to do anything else because they couldn't stand one of them.
So stop.
And it was like difficult enough to get through doing the song. And just think of what could have been had they liked each other's company.
Yeah.
That's all. Bert Breer is with us from the MMQB. Hi, Bert.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
A little pop culture for you coming yeah through the door.
You're a pop culture guy.
I want to tell everybody this. Everybody needs to know that tomorrow, right here on Zolak and Bertram, we are giving away two pairs of Patriots tickets. Two pairs to give away at 11:30 is the first pair, and 1:30 is the second pair. Ooh. That is coming up tomorrow. 11:30 and 1:30 for tickets. For the Patriots game this Sunday afternoon at Gillette, 1 o'clock kick against the Bills. All of a sudden, this game has become important. So yeah, it might be a little bit different than previous years where you have two back-to-back home games at the end of the 16-game
might be a little more competitive
schedule
than people think, too.
Okay. Why is that?
Because that team fights. And I think you saw it on the Monday night.
Great.
And I don't
think terrific.
They're not
outstanding.
Look, they're not very good. And I think that it's going to take at least probably two more years for Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott to get that where they need it to be. But they've come up and they popped some teams. Like, they are good defensively. Not great, good defensively. And they've found some stuff with Josh Allen where they're playing him a little bit like the Panthers play Cam Newton. Where it's like, okay, we're going to roll him out. We're going to move the pocket. We're going to get him on the run a little bit. Yeah. And so they've been able to creatively do some things that makes them, it just makes them a little more difficult to deal with. If you play your game, you should win handily. If you fall asleep, like, they're just the type of team that like comes up and gets a team that doesn't, that may be looking past them. And I don't know. Like, this just feels like one of those weeks where if you show up and you're sleepwalking, mm-hmm, like, all of a sudden, you're in a dogfight in the fourth quarter.
Jeez.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.